Once upon a time in a far-off land, there was a good king named Freddy. Freddy was a very polite king who said please and thank you and was very kind and considerate to everyone. Also, King Freddy had very good table manners and always remembered to thank God for his food before eating. Not all the people at Freddy's castle had such good manners, however. Some never washed their hands before eating, and when they were served, always grabbed the biggest piece for themselves. Others just gobbled down their food and left, never stopping to thank God or anyone else for the meal. And almost everyone grumbled about the food.
I don't like spinach.
Chicken again? Why don't we ever have hamburgers?
But I don't want Jell-O. I want ice cream.
One day, King Freddy decided, "This is not good. I wish I could show everyone how important it is to be thankful and considerate of others and have good manners." King Freddy thought and thought, "What can I do?" Suddenly, King Freddy got an idea. "I know," he said. "I will prepare a special feast and invite everyone to come and eat in the great banquet room. Then I will show them how important good manners really are." King Freddy made all the arrangements for his great feast. In his invitation, he asked everyone to please get all dressed up very nicely for this special meal and to be sure to all wash their hands and faces and comb their hair before coming. Because King Freddy wanted this to be a special feast, as he had something very important he wanted to tell them. King Freddy added a PS, that the royal TV would be turned off during the meal. At last, the great day arrived, and King Freddy's great banquet room was beautifully decorated, and the great tables were set with King Freddy's best plates and silverware. Soon, the huge room was filled with hungry people.
"Why isn't King Freddy here?"
the people began to ask in grumbly voices.
"We're hungry and we want to start eating."
"How inconsiderate of a king to be late for his own banquet."
Suddenly, a very dirty, ragged, scruffy little man ran into the banquet hall and went straight over to King Freddy's great big chair at the head of the table and sat down. Without waiting or saying a word to anyone, he just began grabbing food and filling his plate and chewing with his mouth open and knocking things over. A palace guard marched over to the messy man to have him removed, but the man pulled out a dirty, smudged invitation with some writing on it. Everyone in the room was very shocked and disgusted with a man with no manners.
"Oh, how rude!
How inconsiderate he is!" On and on they talked about how terrible the man was. Suddenly, a blast of the royal trumpets announced that King Freddy was entering the dining hall. Everyone wondered what King Freddy would do when he saw this mannerless man sitting in his chair and making such a mess. King Freddy, who was always polite, simply said to the man, "Excuse me, but you are sitting at my place at the table." The ragged man just reached out, grabbed up some more food, and scurried off in the direction of the royal TV room. King Freddy sat down. "Please, everyone, come and sit down. Thank you for waiting for me." Soon everyone was seated, and King Freddy said, "I'm sorry I kept you all waiting so long. But I think you will understand why I'm late when I explain. Did anyone notice that someone with very poor manners came in and sat in my chair?"
"Oh, yes,"
the people all said. "He was a terrible man, just terrible."
"He had no manners at all."
"He didn't wash his hands."
"He gobbled his food."
"He chewed with his mouth open."
"He took the very best pieces."
"He made a mess at the table."
"He didn't say thank you."
"Yes," said King Freddy. "I've seen many people with poor manners, but he certainly has the worst manners I have ever seen in all my life. And that is why I personally invited him to come and eat with us today."
"You invited him? Whatever for?"
"Yes, I invited him.
King Freddy replied, because I wanted to show everyone how awful bad manners are and why good manners are so very important. We have all made many of the same mistakes that this messy man made, but I hope no one will ever act like that at the table again. King Freddy smiled and said, let's all try to have better manners. Do you all agree?
Yes, Your Majesty, everyone answered cheerfully. We promise to do our best and not be naughty and bad-mannered at the table anymore.
Then they all bowed their heads while King Freddy thanked God for the food and for helping them learn good manners. It was the nicest banquet they had ever had. Everyone remembered to say please and thank you and were very considerate of each other. And from that day forward, mealtimes throughout King Freddy's kingdom were happy, pleasant times for everyone.